WZM, KO4WWZ. You still on frequency, Daniel?
Hey, Chandler. Just got the phone with my mom.
Well, I'm glad to hear you, but I didn't hear what you just got doing. I know you probably just got done calling the net. I just wanted to wait until I had to live so I could talk to you more.
I got some work done on my burned up Explorer.
How'd that go?
Interior's removed. There's no signs left that it ever burned now, and I'm working on putting it back together. I brought it to work, and I'm going to work on putting the new seats in it.
I bet that makes you feel happy.
A bunch of work is coming up, but yes, it makes me feel happy.
About that Explorer, I took the drive, I drove, how do you feel about it?
Good.
Well, that's really good. I got a head mud out. Wonderful. I don't like this thing. Anyway, wonderful. Hold on just a sec. Okay, boy. What you got planned for tomorrow, Daniel?
Not right off the top of my head yet. I'm not sure. I know I'm going to try to get some more work done on some stuff.
I'm going to see if maybe we can hang out or get together or something.
Yeah.
I might just do that. I got to move some furniture around in my bedroom. I'm having to buy a new bed. Here's the cool thing about this bed. It is remotely adjustable. It has a back massage feature in it. It is a memory foam mattress. And it's a twin XL sitting in an 8.5 by 14 bedroom.
Memory foam mattress, but mine doesn't do any fancy stuff.
Don't always need to do fancy stuff, buddy. This is the first bed I've ever had that's ever done any fancy stuff. The only reason I'm getting it is because my futon bed is, well, the strings are coming through the mattress, and they just say I don't really feel too good sleeping on that. Kind of hurts.
I bought my first bed all on my own when I was 2 when I bought my first bed.
Well, you and me are about right around the same age when we've been doing that then, so that's one more thing we have in common. I'm hoping that this $500 bed will last me a few decades.
$1,000 for mine.
Lord. Whew. Well, furniture is not cheap. That is for sure.
About $200 or $300 for my couch.
You didn't know you had one. But that's all right. I'm just kidding. I've seen it. It's a nice couch.
Get to you when you come over.
You got it. Never mind. Possibly. Weird. Well, $15,000, and I paid them $500 a month. I get that house paid off in 2 years.
Deal you can't pass up. You can't buy anything. You can barely buy a grape for that kind of money these days.
That It still depends on a few things that, if I'm just going to say that the teenagers are okay with it, which I think one of them is already okay with it. It's just a younger one, and the only reason she might have any problem with it is she might be thinking I'm buying the entire land, which I'm not. The land that I want is just the land where the house is, and, if that's the case, it wouldn't even be coming close to her land. But it'd be my own place, and then maybe I could get me a real fancy 100-foot tower to put up. Sure it would. And I could put so many different antennas on that thing. I could have me a field day with that.
More than one way. Just make sure if you put a bunch of towers on it, you anchor that thing to the ground pretty well with guy wires and stuff like that. You want to be careful about how much wind load is on that mast.
Well, I think with a tower, you have to put concrete in the ground and you have to put ground rods in there first, right?
Yeah.
I know from experience. Now, of course, my station was not grounded when it happened. So I learned my lesson. Next time I put up a tower, I'm going to ground my station. But I've also heard that grounding doesn't always protect your station, so I'm honestly at a loss here and very confused. Why do we ground our station if it does not help much at all?
Never predict which way the lightning is going to go. General rule of thumb is it takes the shortest pathway to the ground, but every once in a while it will run down a wire and decide to find ground in a different location than the rest of the bolt. So sometimes some electrical charge will come in and it'll be enough to mess up radio equipment even when the main bolt goes into the ground. There are some solutions, though, for this. So you can ground your antenna, obviously. You can put in a ground rod and ground it. Ground rods, I think they have to be at least 6 feet, but usually you're really, truly supposed to put them about 12 feet down, but at least six. But if you ground your stuff out, you can also disconnect the coax from your radios when it goes to thunder and lightning, and to reconnect the coax into your ground source as well. So loop that thing back around and send it straight back down to the ground rod. Have your coax go, when you unscrew it from your radio, reconnect it to ground again, and that'll entirely solve that problem 100% once and for all. Ship it back to ground and it'll be fine.
Roger that. So my equipment will have to be unhooked for the grounding system to work, right?
I understand.
I was saying my equipment, my radio, the coax will have to be disconnected from them for this ground system to work properly.
Foolproof. If you disconnect your radio from the wall and disconnect it from the coax, nothing's going to happen to your radio equipment at all at that point. And you run your ground back with a strap. This is usually a copper strap. So you solder your coax into a strap, connect the coax up to the copper strap, send it over to your ground rod, and you're good to go.
Roger that. Understood. I was talking to a station earlier this week, and there's a possibility I might get to have some pretty decent radio equipment, but I ain't going to tell you who, and I ain't going to tell you what, because I don't want to discuss that over the air. But let's just say I might end up getting rid of all my Motorola gear, and gearing myself up with some more ham radio ham friendly equipment.
And to be honest with you, probably close to half the radios I've got I have actually inherited in recent past from Silent Key, so I know how you feel on that. I felt bad when everything was given to me, but honestly, he had told me before he went that that's what was going to happen with it. But I feel bad that he's gone. I feel like I don't deserve his stuff, but I have it.
I think it's almost been 6 months since I've been able to get on the air. And I realized, you know, being an operator, there's more than just talking to people and making friends on the radio. And people like Chad, I mean, people might hear another day on 610, you know. I think that this is pretty, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society is pretty much a family, more than it is just a radio club. It's a family of people who share the same joy for the same hobby, but at the same time, it's a family of people who want to love you, care about you, be there for you, and treat you like you're worth something. And I know that you feel guilty. I feel, if it makes you feel any better, I feel guilty about how I have to get that trailer from my daddy. And he told my brother to shine it over to me, which of course I'm not gonna argue with that. I'm gonna shine it. I'm gonna do all the stuff I need to do once it gets to the project. But my dad said, if the trailer, if you can't live in it, sell it and buy you a truck. Because I know you want to have a truck. And he told me not to feel bad about that. And my new white girl tears up. It's looking more and more like I'm going to have to sell that thing. Because I have a cousin that really, for some reason, really hates my dad's guts and everybody related to him, including me and my brother, my nephews. And that house is on her land, and she doesn't want anyone out there. So that's why I'm probably going to have to sell it. And I almost feel like a terrible person for sitting here thinking that that's what I'm going to have to do, because my dad left me this house, and of course I could live in it, but I'm going to have to sell it because of my circumstances with my cousin. And I know if I sell it and I have a brand new Chevy Silverado sitting in the driveway, I'm not so sure how good I'm going to feel about having that truck the way that I got it. Silent Key, who gave you that equipment, wanted you to have it because he knew that you liked ham radio, and also probably because he loved you a lot. And that's what matters, is that he loved you and he wanted you to have it. And there's nothing to feel bad, guilty, or terrible about. The man wanted you to be happy, and he wanted you to stay on the air. So don't ever feel bad about that. Somebody who loves you, wants you to have something, always treasure that. Don't ever feel bad about having it.
On that, and good luck on that house and truck and all that kind of stuff. I know it's been a kind of a big burden on you recently, and I'm going to hate to hop off of here, but my tiredness has just caught up with me all of a sudden, and it takes me about 3 to 5 minutes to fall asleep from this point, no matter how hard I try to stay awake. So I'll have to sign off of here pretty soon so I don't fall asleep talking on the radio.
I'll try and hope to see you tomorrow, and get some rest. We both didn't work in order this week. And this is KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on your final.
Chandler, we'll see you tomorrow. KO4WWZ, KJ4WVM, 73s, and good night.
Sleep tight, don't get the day, brother tight.